Thank you so much for joining me. This is your host, Iram Said, with the Global Telesummit Series, From Heartache to Joy. So are you ready to unlock your personalized essence code and quickly release your shadow side and step into radical transformation with ease and grace? If the answer is yes, we have a very exciting call with you. Donna McCrae, for some of you, she might be new, but she's actually been a speaker on FHTJ before. She's been a partner with us for many years, and she has come back with a very exciting topic, which is extremely important in today's day and age, because there's so much that needs to be really, it's already kind of shifted, but it's still kind of just sticking there, and it needs to be moved out. And life is truly transformational after that. So we're going to talk about all of that stuff, how that can help you, what that can mean for you as far as transformation is concerned. And I can tell you guys that my own example that I would love to share with you, when Donna first talked about that, I requested her to work with me. And after her work, which was I basically complained about just feeling bored, kind of blah with business. I wanted to have new exciting projects, and I wasn't feeling exciting about anything. And after her work, one of the things that started to show up, which I was super excited about, and I'm going to be launching that in October, you guys will learn about it, is something, as you know, I've been very passionate about helping women. And my belief, my own life story, is that the fastest way to help women out of oppression is to help them get financially independent. That is, you know, that is what happened in my life as well. I was abused. I went through physical violence and was completely broke and launched this business. And within a year, it touched seven figures. So I really, really believe in that passionately. And what happened after Donna's work was that I became very clear about what it is that I wanted to do to help other women become financially independent using what I have mastered, the knowledge that I have mastered, and teaching that knowledge to women so that they too can become financially independent. So I'm going to be launching that in October. Super excited about that. And today was her call, and just today I was sharing with her. This is a really interesting story. I'll just take a couple of minutes to share that. I signed a new lease agreement in Pakistan. As you guys know, I've moved here since last October. When I moved here, I didn't really have a lot of time because I brought the girls with me, and within a couple of weeks, we had to select a house and move in. And I have this, I love to beautify. I just love to beautify people. I love to beautify places. Beauty is very important to me, and it runs in my family. A lot of people are interior designers and clothes designers and decorators, and I kind of have those germs too. So I transformed this place that I was living in. I decorated it according to how I wanted it. And so this new house that I was leasing, it was exactly what I wanted, but I didn't like the insides at all. I didn't like their light fixtures. I didn't like the way they had painted the walls because I like to express myself in every different room, and so does my daughter. So I got the permission after we signed the lease. I told the landlord that, you know, I'd love to be able to change the paint and all those things. Do I have your permission? And I'm going to take off your chandeliers and I'm going to go buy my own. And he laughed and he said, yes, on one condition. If you will leave the house, not the way I'm giving it to you, but the way you have decorated it. I want it to be that way because I love what you've done with this place. And I want you to do that to my house that you're going to be living in. And we joked about it. And then he said, and if you're open, I would like to hire you as a consultant because I'm building another new house and I would love for you to be a consultant and consult on that one. And it was so funny because we started talking about it. I said, are you kidding me? You don't even have to pay me for that because I would just love to do that anyway. And he said, well, if you agree, you do my house and I will get you so much business. You don't even have any idea because people would kill for this kind of design and decoration and all that stuff. If you can consult, I can get you so much business. So I was telling Donna that, oh my God, this is exactly what I teach, that, you know, when you're passionate about something, that you would even do it for free, but people are willing to pay you good money. That's the kind of business, that's the kind of projects you should be involved in. And I'm like so grateful to Donna for helping me with those clearings, because, you know, that's how I thrive. It's not about the money. It's about being passionate about something. And I had no idea. This was not even on my radar. It was not on my horizon until today. It was just, wow, just the light bulb went off. So I wanted to share this story with you guys as an example of how powerful Donna's work is. So let's talk about what we're going to be doing in today's call. You're going to find out how healing yourself not only heals your lineage, but also future generations as well. That's what Donna's work is about. Discover how the energies of 2020 generate radical transformation. Learn how the DNA from your great-great-grandparents may be responsible for you never getting where you want to go. Discover why it is that you struggle so much, why there's always seems to be one hurdle after the other. Discover how you can make powerful shifts by harnessing the 2020 energy. So that's what we're going to be covering today. And even more exciting is the one-on-ones that Donna is going to be doing. So just make sure you're on the phone line and then press star 20. And she will be doing mini one-on-one healings where she will connect on a soul level, releasing what no longer serves you from this life, your lineage, and past lives. With this work, not only do you benefit, but also your lineage and generations to come. And then, as if this was not enough, at the end of the call, somewhere towards the end, she is going to do a powerful group process, which is going to be channeled. So just make sure you are completely receptive today. Receive these powerful energies, because when she's working with one person, you can receive the energies as well. We will take some webcast questions as well that are in line with today's show, and everybody's going to be able to benefit. So I'm going to read Donna's brief background for you guys before we open up the call. And for those of you that are not familiar with her, she is a spiritual intuitive and a life path design coach, helping you to rediscover you through your own unique essence codes. She's gifted in channeled prayer, allowing the universe to open up to and heal what is needed for you in the moment. Donna is a certified law of attraction and shadow coach. She is also a practitioner of Reiki, infinity healing, and energy codes. She is a skilled ancestral clearing forgiveness practitioner, as well as a VIP energetics practitioner. Donna's strength and resilience to overcome many life experiences have proven to be a gift, enabling her to assist others in clearing trauma, allowing them to rediscover who they are. So let's welcome this amazing light worker to the show. Welcome, Donna. It's great to have you back with us.
Well, hello, Erim, and thank you so much for having me back with you and your community. I'm very, very excited to be here with you today.
Well, as you can tell, I am super excited because I just got this, you know, confirmation today, because it was your call today, and just literally 45 minutes before the call, this whole thing happened, which was so exciting. So I am super excited because I can truly see me. I mean, I was in such a funky place when you did the healing on me. I was just feeling so bored because, like I said, it's just making money just doesn't excite me anymore. It has to be something that has other exciting angles to it, something I'm passionate about. And you made that happen, which I'm so grateful for, and I'm excited what this can mean for our listeners. So you had mentioned to me even then that these essence codes are very powerful transformational tools. So what are these essence codes?
Okay, great question. The essence codes, they are unique to each and every one of us. You know, they're different. We come from, you know, our little nuclear family, but they're completely different from our parents and our siblings. And they carry with them not only our life experience. This is where it gets, I want you to really hear this. They carry with them not only our life experience up until this moment, but also our soul's prior experiences. Anything, you know, that was left unfinished in other times, space, and dimensions, as well as they carry our ancestors and our lineage, anything that wasn't healed through that time. Now, if that's not sort of burdening enough, when you add to it any of the karma that we may be hanging on to, you know, maybe just possibly what we're experiencing right now in this moment that we're not finding very pleasant, perhaps we were the perpetrators of the very exact same thing to someone else in another time, space, or dimension. So all of this and more make up what our essence codes are. And so I strongly believe, and I'll give you an example of a client of mine, I strongly believe that within our codes is everything, everything that we're here to be, do, and have, which in turn means that we have right now, though most of us don't believe it, and I understand that 100% because it's not been shown to you, we have right now within us the ability to be, do, and have whatever it is that we're longing for, whether we're longing for this consciously or unconsciously. And in order for this to become a reality in our lives, we really want to clean up what's been keeping it at bay. And when I say clean up, we tap in very quickly to a source of, I would say, pain or a moment in our lives. Sometimes it's not even in our lives here that we're tapping into, but it's just something that makes absolutely no sense. And we don't spend any more than just a moment with this, and we clean it up. In order for us to start experiencing this joy, and then we find a greater expression of ourselves that wants to shine through and does. A memory comes to me of a client. His name was James, and he was so struggling with his home life. You know, he and his wife had just had a baby, you know, a few months earlier, and she seemed to, I felt that maybe she was having some postpartum depression, and everything, she was blaming everything on James, just nothing he could do right. So we worked. We just worked, I believe, if I recall, it was just a half an hour session that we worked on, and he came back to me 48 hours later saying, wow, she's actually acknowledging me, acknowledging my efforts. She's kinder. And then he said the magical part is, too, now that she is, I am. And our whole family unit has kind of grown into this kind of a beautiful space, right?
Mm. So beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Okay, so now that's how the possibilities open. That's how they, our lives that we look at right now, if we're looking at it in kind of a dark space, which is everything that's going on here right now for the whole world in 2020, our lives can shift and change, and very dramatically and very quickly through these.
I love that. I love that. I know that is music to my ears, and I know it's music to many people's ears because it's just been so heavy, Donna. It's been like, it's like, I don't think I can go on. This is tough. You know, the energies have been so heavy. So you say that it is actually, these energies are much more powerful now, and transformation can be extreme now in 2020. So talk about that a little bit, please.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, Aram. So a few months back, the insights that were shown to me were ones that I didn't understand it. This is before the pandemic, before everything happened. And I didn't understand it completely until it started to show itself, show its face to the world. The insights that were shown to me is one of radical change, and the visions that were coming by me is just like whoosh, like this is going to be deep, this is going to be strong. And so with this radical change also means radical transformation can happen so quickly as well. So what we're harnessing right now, these energies, what might have taken last year, you know, two or three sessions might now take one session. This is what I'm finding with my clients. So when we look at 2020, You know, it's really unprecedented what's happening. It's really, it's like the whole world has been shaken up. You know, the vision that came to me with this this radical change, the vision that came to me was one of a salt shaker, you know, being shaken up. It's like all that we thought, all that we believed, all that we were so tightly holding on to, you know, for some of us like a vice grip, no longer is. If it ever was, you know, something to ponder. And for many of us, if not all of us, this has been very, very earth-shattering. You know, as we've been shaken to our core, and Mother Earth is being shaken up, which it is a good thing. It's opening us up to seeing things in a different light, kind of like someone who needs, somebody who needs to wear eyeglasses but doesn't. And for the first time he or she puts them on, it's like, wow. You know, their vision is full. Their whole perspective changes. They see the world in a very different light. So why are the energies so stronger in 2020? Well, if we look at the idea or the fact, I feel, that a great many of us, if not all of us, but a great many of us, look outside of ourselves for our answers. You know, if we're not seeking answers from our friends, our family, and I definitely was very, very guilty of this myself. If we're not seeking ideas from them, possibly we're Googling. You know, many of us are numbing ourselves these days, so much so, you know, through TV, binging on Netflix, social media, constantly on our phones, our heads are down and clicking away. And, you know, what can we immerse ourselves in just so we don't have to feel, what's going on? And the vast majority of us, we don't even realize that what we're doing is we're losing ourselves. And the danger here is that for the most part, it's unconscious. We don't even know we're doing it. We're just sort of walking around in la-la land. And it's a form of numbing what this all is, right? It's a form of numbing, much like alcohol. We feel that that glass of wine or glass of whatever is going to make us feel good, but then it ends up not. It's a bit of a depressant, right? So anything that takes us out of our feelings, out of our realness, out of our pain, even though we don't want to sit in our pain long, anything that takes us out of that, it doesn't rely on what is within us, it's only a band-aid, it's only temporary. So what's happening here is we're being called to wake up with this whole energies of 2020. And how they're so transformative if we can actually take our blinders off and stop maybe taking in whatever we're hearing bombarded to us from all the media, social media, our neighbors, our friends, whomever's talking to us, right? If we can actually take those blinders off, we're being shaken to the truth of who we are, which truly is a very powerful being. We are very powerful beings. But when we get sort of stuck in our funk, we don't know that. Within ourselves, we have every answer that we will ever need. We have simply learned to tune that out. You know, we've learned not to trust ourselves. And to give you an idea of the space within you that I feel is always present, which is Source, God, whatever it is for you, the name doesn't matter. Even in our darkest moments, our darkest nights of the soul, this is here. And so if you're able to, if you're not driving, I just invite you to close your eyes for just a quick moment. Just close your eyes and take a nice couple of deep breaths in. And just dropping from your mind into your body. Just clearing your mind to the best of your ability. Letting go of what happened earlier. Or what may happen later. Just breathe and feel into yourself. Many will feel this in their heart space. Some not, and that's totally okay. It's all good. Feel this presence, this sense of expansion, this sense of peace. And as you do, if it is your heart space, you're feeling it in, just allow. It's almost like you're taking your hands in front of you and you're just circling them a bit, and you're allowing this energy to pulsate out a little farther. And you feel your palm, you can turn your palms towards the walls of where, whatever room you're in, or the trees if you're outside. And just feel that. Just feel that pulsation. This is where our source, whatever that is for you, lives within each and every one of us and is always there, even in our darkest moments. So now opening your eyes, I asked you to do this so you could get a sense of this part of you, this part, this higher being, this divine, the divinity that's always within you. And we're being asked to wake up, you know, to stop looking outside of ourselves for anything that we need. I had a client once who was constantly saying, you know, she was doing, she was very good in our sessions and whatnot. And then she would come back and say, well, you know, I did this, and she did get growth, and, you know, she grew through it all. But then she would say something like, well, you know, when I talk to so-and-so, and my sister says this, how did that feel within yourself? Like, how did that help you? How does it help you when they give you those answers to your questions? Like, how does that help you at all? And so she took it and she turned it around. So then the next time she left, she went totally within herself, and the dramatic changes she felt. Like, she got to the point where she felt, okay, I don't need to look, because they don't have my answers. They have their answers. Mine are completely, completely different. And each and every one of us is different. Like, our essence codes are like a, none of them are the same. Just like a snowflake. There's only one alike. And so you are unique, and your answers, your source is there to give you your answers. When you tap in, you tune in, and you listen to it. So when we stop looking outside of ourselves for anything that we need, life can be shifted so drastically and so instantaneously for the whole world, because when we change, the world changes as well. And we can kind of see that what we've held as important now through this pandemic and everything that's gone on in the last 6 months, what we've held as so important, maybe it wasn't. And what we felt we had control over, well, perhaps we didn't. You know, we're just now into the second half of 2020, and things are really starting to let up in the world. Do we want to go along maybe feeling and believing all that's around us, everything that we're absorbing from others and the media and social media, if we're on that? Or do we want to step into our own power, our own sense of who we are, creating the second half of 2020 more to our liking? Because we're individualized, more to our liking, not to the liking of others.
That was a great process, and thank you for such a detailed answer. That was really amazing, Donna. Thank you. Wow. I felt a lot of energy shift. Thank you. So, Donna, I also wanted to ask you, because so many people are struggling so much, and it seems that for many people, life has just been a series of ongoing struggle. I see many questions on the webcast talking about exactly that. Do we all have these essence codes, and could they really work for everyone for, you know, remarkable transformation?
Yes. That's a profound yes. Okay, we all have
awesome.
These essence codes. And yes, another profound yes, they can work for everyone. Okay. Now, onto the topic of struggle. This is a big one, and it was huge in my life as well. What I would say here, Helvis, okay. And I think really, when you think of it, Iram, struggle, we all struggle to a point, right? Some much worse than others, but there's some area, I believe, in everybody's life where there's something a little different they'd want to be happening, and why is this so? Okay, so I believe we've all heard the phrase, I believe we've all heard, be careful what you wish for, or more to the point mm-hmm. here for our conversation, be careful what you ask for. So what I'm about to share here, I found so prominent in my own life, but also not only in my life, but in the lives of many, many of my clients. And I seem to recall hearing you say this once, Iram, not too long ago. I seem to recall this, but you can correct me if I'm wrong. So mm-hmm. for the sake of an example, I'll use myself here. I would say mm-hmm. probably from my mid-20s, no, probably earlier, when something was happening in my life that I found to be difficult, like a challenge, a real struggle, I would ask to be given strength. I'd ask God, please just give me strength here. Give me strength to get through whatever the situation was that I was working through. And it worked. You know, maybe not that exact day, but it worked. I found the strength, mm-hmm. and that situation went away. And then I found that it wasn't too far down the road, around the corner, was another struggle that I needed to handle, right? Mm-hmm. So it seemed that as I progressed through my years, my circumstances of my struggles seemed to escalate. They got much more bigger and intense and life-changing, if you will, like, oh, wow, this is a big one, than when in my early 20s. They seemed to escalate mm-hmm. and grow in intensity. And so almost like I came to the point where I felt it was a test for me to see how much I could take. And I thought, this isn't fun. I don't want to do this. It's not enjoyable at all. It's stressful. And quite honestly, I was riddled with anxiety. And realistically, I'm a law of attraction coach. And even so, it took me a while to mm-hmm. figure this out because I was entrenched in it in my own life. It was all consuming. And when it's all consuming, sometimes unless we have somebody to help us dig ourselves out of it, it can be overwhelming. So when we look at the thought, ask and it is given, well, then light bulb went on for me, and I thought, well, what in the world am I asking for? I'm asking for strength. And so the universe,
yes.
it doesn't mind.
It's giving you experiences, yeah.
Exactly. So
I
it
agree.
Gives me more and more experiences to show me that I have strengths. And so, okay, I'm a wonderful, strong woman here, but oh, no, what am I really wanting? I'm wanting ease. I'm wanting
yes.
grace. I'm wanting peace. I'm
yes.
wanting mercy. I'm wanting joy. I have proven to myself so many times that I'm strong. Now I just want a little of the ease, right? And so once this light bulb came on for me, I immediately shifted what I was asking. You know, I shifted it from strength.
It's so funny. I talked about that exact thing in one of my talks, that I used to just pray for strength, and then I realized, yeah, God is going to give me challenges so that's because that's how you develop strength, right?
Right.
And it's
right.
Like, oh, I don't want that anymore. I'm like, okay, God, just send me your blessings. No more strength stuff. Thank you very much. I'm strong enough as it is.
I know,
it's
right?
So
give me the mercy.
True.
Give me the blessings.
Yeah, and it's right there, but we have a blind spot. It's like when the light bulb goes off, it's like, oh, my God, yes, now it makes sense. Thank you. But before that, a lot of times we're asking for the exact opposite of what we want.
Absolutely. And when that light bulb goes on, Iram, what I found and my clients have found, you can't turn that off. It's there now. It's like, oh,
yeah.
I wouldn't go back to, I would not go back to asking for the other. Never again.
Yeah.
And
true,
what
very
I,
true.
What, yeah. And what I found for my clients is once that inner gunk, if you will, has been released, there is such an expansiveness within. And so then the asking and the answering becomes so much easier and almost magical, really.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
rather than struggling to survive, you find that life becomes simpler, easier. And sure, I mean, we're human. There's still things that are going to come up that are going to throw us for a loop. However, when my clients find, the process is much smoother without that debilitating stress and that being riddled with anxiety. And so to make this manifest with clients, I come with my intention for the call along with compassion and empathy. And in doing so, what I don't like to, I call this really a co-creative dance. We're doing it together, right? The client mm-hmm. activates their own healing by being so open, so willing. It's just so easy to move in there and shift that stuff. It's beautiful.
Beautiful. I love it. I love yeah. it. I have questions on the webcast.
Uh-huh.
I want to address a few of these, and then we'll go to doing some readings for our listeners. All
awesome.
Right. So this first question is from Parul, P-A-R-U-L, Parul. How can I clear energies that do not serve me and so I can live my best life possible? And how can I find my special gifts and life purpose? Thank you so much.
Okay. Okay. A lot of my work is silent, and but the work that I do, of course, is for everybody on the call here. So I'm just going to tune in for you here, Parul. Okay. Infinite Creator, source of all that is, was, and ever will be, we humbly and gratefully ask for Parul, for all her lineage, for all her ancestors through all time, space, lives, lifetimes, and incarnations, past to present to future to present to past. Okay. So I just ask you, Parul, to just actually notice what you might notice shifting and changing in your body. I see a little girl. I'm not sensing it's you in this lifetime here. I'm seeing a little girl who's feeling very alone and afraid, and also like she's kind of like doesn't have the joy, which I believe is what you spoke of. I'm not sure. Okay, so this is going back throughout your lineage. So I'm going to just do a little work on her here, hon. And I ask you to, maybe you could let Iram know later. I ask you to notice when I'm doing this, what you notice in your body. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, because I'm beginning to smile, which tells me that she's beginning to. She doesn't feel worthy. She doesn't feel that she has, there's absolutely no joy in her life, and she doesn't feel that she fits in any way, shape, or form. So we're going to delete that down to zero minus infinity. We're going to exit it all throughout the exit portals, the bottoms of your feet, the palms of your hands, your colon, your bladder. We're going to re-strengthen, reprogram, reset you to be strong, strong and confident, confident and strong. Okay.
Okay,
that.
Please let me
yeah.
know. Yeah, uh-huh. Please let us know, Parul, how you received that. And I'm going to move on to the next question, which is from Rossi. And that question is, could you please check my ancestral lineage for lack and health issues? Many blessings to you.
For lack and self issues, of course.
And health issues, yeah.
Oh, health issues. Okay, lack and health.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Infinite Creator, source of all that is, was, and ever will be, we humbly and gratefully ask for Rossi, for all her family members, for all her relationships, through all time, space, lives, lifetimes, and incarnations, past to present, present to past, present to past, present to past, present to past. That one keeps going and going, present to past. Wow, here we go. Yes. Okay. Okay, there's an awful lot of struggle here, and it's going back eight generations on your great, well, I don't know how many greats, but on your grandmother's side. A lot of okay, never enough, right? So never enough food, never enough time to rest, never enough never enough money. So, of course, that brings in the health and the whole wet bit. So I'm just going to work on her hand. And again, if you can, let Erin know how you're feeling. Okay. And this will also
perfect.
Clear your...
Thank you.
Yeah. It will clear yourself and your lineage and future generations. So here we go.
So just receive.
Okay, so there we go. So all that gunk and junk is being now deleted down to zero minus infinity, exiting out through all your exit portals. Palms of your hands.
Awesome.
Pull into your feet. Yeah. Okay.
So let me know, please, Rossi and Perul, both of you, please, let us know how you received this. Did you feel anything? And did that resonate with you? Because it's very important if we do these readings on webcast that you connect back, let us know. And we're going to go ahead and move on to our callers that are on the phone lines. If you would like a reading, if you would like a chance, please make sure you're on the phone, call in, and then dial, press star 2, which will raise your hand, and that'll place you in the queue. So, Gretchen, my computer just froze, so my internet is acting up. If you could please help. Hi, Gretchen.
Hello. What number?
So can you pick a number, please, Donna, between 1 to 30?
I would say 23.
Okay, number 23. Your first three digits are 317. 317, you're unmuted.
317. Okay, 317. Hello?
I think it might be me.
Yes, it is. What's your name, dear?
Hi, I'm Renee.
Hi, Renee. Do you have a question, honey?
I do. Going through some really difficult circumstances with my mother and grandfather right now.
Yeah, I saw your question. Okay, go ahead. You can go ahead and tell your question.
He's really stuck in a lot of conflict between them, trying to figure out how best to protect him without being stuck in a power struggle with her. And really sometimes not even knowing if that's even what he wants. You know, I'm not altogether sure that he's not just ready to go.
Okay, Renee, can I ask you, I didn't hear, you kind of cut out in the beginning. Are you living with your grandparents or are you caring for them?
Caring for, my grandfather will be 99 in another few weeks.
Okay.
And my mother is 75 and she lives nearby. She's been acting as his power of attorney, even though she didn't formally have the legal right, and really mismanaging his money and threatening him with certain nursing home and, withholding things from him. It's just been difficult.
Okay. So can I ask you, when you're just speaking of this, where is it in your body that you're feeling this right now?
Kind of in my breathing.
In your breathing. So in your throat?
More chest, lungs.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So if you will, Renee, just allow yourself to close your eyes and allow a vision, memory, or thought just to pop in. You're not looking for it. The first one that comes. We're not looking for it, hon. It's just the first one that pops in. And if you can't find one, what would it be if you could imagine it?
Yeah. Oh, what popped in my head was when I was little and I used to, go sit in his lap in his recliner in his rocker and he would rock me to sleep. That's what popped in.
Okay. And how did you feel during that time?
I just felt, safe and loved and happy there.
Okay. And fast forward, a few moments before, after that, or rewind a few minutes before that would happen?
I used to, you know, go to bed and not be able to go to sleep, and then I would come back out in the living room, and I guess I just had trouble settling, you know, slowing down my mind and being able to relax.
Okay, and what are you saying to yourself as you're having trouble doing that? If you knew what it was, what would it be?
I don't think I knew.
Okay, so what would it be? If you could imagine it. I've got it in my head.
I guess at that point in my life, I guess I didn't always feel like I fit. I had a space where I fit in the family.
Right.
And he felt like my place that fit.
Right. Okay, that's perfect. Mine was what's wrong with me.
Yeah. Okay. Shades of the same thing, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Okay, so just I just invite you to just breathe into this. How strong is this in your heart right now? Your lungs.
It feels restricted, like it's hard to get a deep breath.
Okay. All right. So I'm just going to do most of this silently, okay? Some will be out loud, some will not. Okay, Infinite Creator, all that you are, all that ever will be, we humbly and deeply and gratefully ask for Renee, for all her relatives, all her ancestors, all her lineage throughout all time, space, lives, lifetimes, and incarnations. Past to present, present to future, future to present to past. Okay, here we go. Okay, right now we're going to deleting all the times in your life, Renee, where you felt trapped, you felt feared and bullied by people. For all the times you felt like an outsider, we're deleting that down to zero minus infinity. And in all times, life was far too much pressure on you, and you felt almost like you're going to explode. Okay, what does that feel right now?
Oh, I felt it easing quite a bit and just a real, like, lightness in my crown.
Okay. So now as you think of your grandparents, what are you feeling?
I just saw a picture in my head of them. My grandmother died 8 years ago. Just a picture of them holding hands and being happy together.
Mm. And what does that make you feel?
Really, really emotional. I mean, it makes me.
Yeah.
It makes me want to cry, but it makes me feel like maybe he is ready to go and just be with her again.
That's the vision. I mean, I'm certainly not telling you what to do at all, hon. But that's the vision I got here. He knows, right? That's his loveliness is waiting there for him. And so it's just, he's 99 years old, just let my life be as my life will be. It's kind of what I got. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. And how does that feel moving forward? How does that feel?
Well, he deserves that. I mean, he's done so much for everybody that he cares about, you know, his whole life, and he deserves that freedom to go and not have anyone be dependent on him. And
beautiful. So do you think he can do that moving forward?
Yes. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. So thank glad you. You got that clarity, Renee. Lots of
thank
love,
you.
Dear. You're so welcome. Yeah, that was really amazing. And by the way, if you, I muted Renee already, but if you need to work with Donna to get more clarity, I think it would be wonderful for you. It's amazing when we shift the energies, you know, because there are all these stories that are just taking up space inside our heads, and that is how we perceive reality to be. But once we transmute the energies around that, it's incredible what clarity will do for you. I think life's journey, this whole game we play around self-growth, is truly about clarity. It's the more clear you become, the easier life gets. All right, and I do want to say this was a special circumstance, and Renee really needed the support. We gave her more time, but we're going to try to move quicker with the other callers because we have maybe maximum 3 minutes per caller because we want to help as many people as we can. So pick another number for me, dear Donna. It's about 40 people now, and
okay.
I will unmute that person.
Okay, 18.
Number 18 is area code 571. You are unmuted. 571.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Suzanne, how are you?
Oh, man, we can't hear you well, honey. Are you driving? Do you have the window down?
I did. I'm so sorry. Is this better?
That's okay. It's slightly better.
Slightly better?
Yeah.
How about that?
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Thank you.
What's your name, honey?
Suzanne.
Suzanne. Okay. What's your question, dear?
I'm wondering if Donna would be available to look into my lineage as far as financial difficulties. Lots of those, and lack of joy in my life in general.
Perfect question. All right,
sure.
Donna, over to you. I know this is something big for everybody.
That's a huge one for everybody, really, especially this year, for sure. Okay, so Suzanne, where do you feel that in your body, hon? Where is that sitting? You've got to sit somewhere.
Usually it's in my stomach area and definitely in my shoulders. That's where I believe I carry a lot of my stress.
Okay, but right now, where do you feel it?
It's stomach.
Okay, so if you can, and how strong is that? Like a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the strongest.
Oh, around an 8.
Okay. So I just invite you to allow a vision, memory, or thought to pop in. You're not looking for it. It should just pop right in.
Just any memory?
And anything that shows up. It can be a vision, thought, memory. It most times doesn't make any sense.
It's definitely feeling, or diminished vision is feeling helpless, feeling inadequate.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Okay. All right. And so... Okay, I'm already working on you here, but I'm going to just go in here for you right now. And you said this is in your solar plexus, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, infinite creator, source of who it is, was, and ever will be, past, present to future, future to present to past, first is Zan. Okay. There's a lot of hand-to-mouth in your lineage. A lot of, I see the clothes, and this is going back quite a few generations. I see the clothes that you're wearing. The family is wearing is like made of kind of burlap sacks, if you would say. Lots of that happened lots of times. And kind of a dirt floor. There's a lot of lack, and it's like hand-to-mouth, and you're very... This sadness, right? This sadness there because you're not getting your needs fulfilled. So I'm going to work on that right now, hon, so just breathe. And for all the times in your life that was disempowered, you felt all the times in your life, Suzanne, you felt disempowered by an oppressive parent, a relationship, an authority figure, anything and all those, we're going to delete those down to zero minus infinity. We're going to remove any and all residuals that hang on there for you. And for any and all times you did not own your power, we're going to clear that. Reality said, thank you. Okay, what are you feeling now, hon?
I believe it went down to about a 5. I can actually feel the energy flowing.
Okay, I'm just going to do one more quick thing here, and it should be down to a 2. Just give me 1 second here. Again, like with Renee, wow, it's in my throat. Any and all times you felt trapped, like there's no way of moving forward. There's no way out. This happened with my family. This is no way I can shift this because this is a pattern in my lineage. Any and all beliefs around that, consciously or unconsciously. Okay, what does that feel like?
Much better. It's in my throat as well. Much better. Much better. Probably around the 3.
Okay. When it gets to 3, it's actually working its way out. And so I just drink a lot of water. It helps to neutralize the energies.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you felt to, we could really delve into this if you felt to.
Yes.
If you felt to. Yeah.
Okay. Wow, Donna, thank
that
you
is
so
beautiful.
Much.
Suzanne, and I
You're
want
welcome.
You to know, I mean, that this is the magic that happens. That energy that you were feeling at an 8 that has shifted to a 3 and it's moving out, that is what is causing a lot of this lack of joy and all of, you know, the lack that you're feeling. Once you shift that energy, you're going to be, you know, producing or co-creating from a very different place. So congratulations. That was great work.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That
you're
is
so welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thank
yeah,
you.
You're welcome. Yeah,
you're
very,
welcome.
Very powerful. And Donna, would this, whatever Suzanne worked on, would this work for other people as well that are listening?
Absolutely. You know, it sounds so simple, but it's there for everybody. We just have to
beautiful
wantingly tap into it. Yeah.
All right, let's quickly take one more caller, and then we'll talk about the offer, how everybody can benefit from this amazing work. Remember what I talked about with my life? I was also feeling lack of joy, not financial lack, but just lack of joy because I needed something that I was passionate about, something that was exciting for me. And when that energy was shifted, it just literally started falling in my lap. And I'm super excited right now. And it's so cool. I love it. And that's what fills me with joy when I'm doing things that I love doing. All right. So let's pick another caller, please. Give me a number.
Okay. Let's try 12.
Number 12 is area code. All right. Area code 309. You are unmuted. Hello, 309. Okay, we're going to move on to the next caller in line, and that is area code 516, and I'm going to unmute you now.
Hello.
516.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi.
What's your name, dear?
This is Anita. Anita.
Hi, Anita. What's your question,
hi.
Hon?
My question is, I'm an artist, and I just did my first show in March, and I sold 3 paintings, and then the pandemic struck, and all my shows for this year have been canceled, and I was wondering if Donna could help me open up the channels to being able to sell my art.
Sure. In different avenues, different ways, right? Okay.
Yes, in different ways, correct. I've been trying online. It's difficult online.
Yeah, and our minds can do that for us too, right? It's that ego. It's difficult, so we'll put it away. So, okay, I do it too, so you're not the only one. Okay, so Anita, where do you feel this in your body? It's sitting there somewhere.
I guess my neck and shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so I just and how strong is that feeling right now?
Like a 5 out of 10.
Okay. All right. So I just invite you to breathe in that space and just and organically allow a vision, memory, or thought to pop in, and let me know when you get
okay.
it.
Are you looking for a memory?
We're not looking, hon. It's a vision, a memory, or a thought. And whatever pops in, if it's the craziest thing, that's the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to make any sense.
Okay.
Yeah, don't try to think about it. Just whatever
mm-hmm.
pops in. It should have already mm-hmm. popped up. So what came to your mind?
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank right now.
Okay, that's fine. If you knew what it is, what
no,
would it be?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
If you knew what it was, what would it be? Otherwise, we'll just go generically, which would I think you have.
I don't know. I wish I could answer
okay.
that.
Okay, that's totally fine. Okay, so I just want you to breathe, and I'm going to go with what's in my mind, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, was, and ever will be, we humbly and gratefully ask for Anita, for all her family members, all her relationships, through all time, space, lives, lifetimes, and incarnations, past, present, future, present, past. This is for everyone on the call as well, and anyone on the replay. Okay, let me see here. For any all times in your life, Anita, you were told and shown that any ideas really just come through thought, through thinking. We're going to ask that that be cleared now and deleted down to 0 minus infinity. What would it take for you, Anita, to actually enjoy the answers that come within you from source, whatever source may be called, whatever you may call that? What would it take for you to actually enjoy that? We're going to delete all the times that you have been fearing the future and how life is going to turn around, how actually is life going to shift and change through this pandemic? How is it going to, so we're going to delete that down to 0 minus infinity, re-strengthen, reprogram, reset you to be strong. Getting rid of all the gunk and junk in your, in your cells and in your fibers. Yuck. And we're going to delete all the anger that you've held in with inside of you, where you felt you weren't allowed to speak it, where you didn't feel you were allowed to be heard. I'm going to delete that down to 0 minus infinity. Okay, Anita, what is that feeling like right now?
It feels good. It feels as though something was released.
Okay, it was a 5. What would you say it is now?
The pressure, probably about 3 or 4.
Okay, so one more here. So just take a nice deep breath in, okay?
Okay.
For any and all the burdens you've shouldered for others throughout all your lives, we're going to delete that down to 0 minus infinity. Okay, so here we go into, there's something coming in here from your lineage. I'm just going to see what happens here. Okay, not deserving issues, okay. Throughout your lineage. So here we go. This is silent. Okay, what does that feel like, hon?
Feels good. I mean, the pressure on my back seems a little bit better.
Yeah, there's a lot of, in your lineage there, I got a lot of jealousy and patterns, and that I'm feeling is coming in with you, with your artwork.
Mm-hmm.
If you felt too, we could, you know, really delve into this in a session. up to you. But
no, that's interesting because I have been getting those feelings from people who I've, you know, seen my artwork. I've felt there's been a lot of jealousy. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That you said that.
And that jealousy can then stop you from moving forward, right? Because what are people thinking of me?
I feel
right?
that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes, I definitely have experienced that.
Okay, so if you felt to, we could really delve into that in a session.
Great. Thank you so much. Appreciate
it.
You're welcome, hon. You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, dear. You're so welcome. You know, that's one of the most strongest energies out there, just so you guys know, is the energy of jealousy, the strongest negative energy. You know, in the Sufi culture, one of the things we are taught is that if the energy of jealousy could be measured, it would be the kind of energy that can destroy mountains. It's that strong. So imagine if it's being directed towards you, you definitely need to get that cleared. So if you or, you know, anybody listening, if you feel you have jealous people in your lives, and you don't have spiritual protection, energetic protection, you really owe it to yourself to take care of that. It's a very, very, you know, this is what basically evil eye is about, right? If you see in the Eastern cultures in different countries, they all believe in this. They all have all kinds of remedies and protections for the evil eye. And evil eye is the jealousy energy. So it's a very, unfortunately, powerful, strong negative energy. I want to read a couple of comments on the webcast about, you know, so many people are talking about, Donna, how they're receiving the energy and how even though you were working on other people, it was working for them as well. The first comment I want to read is from Perul. You worked on her and she said, thank you so very much. I actually felt tears flowing and then complete peace and calm. So that's beautiful. I'm so happy for you, Pearl. And then Cheryl said, I can't stop yawning because I feel the energy moving through my entire body. Wow. And Karen said, hi, Donna and Aram. I think I got a powerful clearing from last caller, especially regarding the bullying. My head fell completely forward. I have had hardened muscle at the back of my neck, and it felt as if it was relaxing. Wow. Thank you so much. That is great. I'm so happy for you guys. That was powerful release. Congratulations.
Awesome.
So I want to talk now about Donna's offer, which is going to help so many people. And like I said, I highly, highly recommend this because it really, really helped to change my situation dramatically. So let's go to orderjoy2020.com/Donna. orderjoy2020.com/DONNA. Or if you're on the webcast, just press the special offer button, and on the replay as well, you will be provided the link for the replay for the special offer page. All right, so that will bring you to unlock your personalized essence code. Quickly release your shadow side and step into radical transformation with ease and grace. You can read about all the different people that have really experienced radical transformation in working with Donna in this work. And Donna, I'm going to invite you to please describe the two different really powerful offers that you have brought for us and how people can really benefit from it.
Absolutely. I'd be glad to. Okay, Package A consists of 3 months of remote clearing and MP3s and group calls. So the remote clearing will happen every Monday, and that would be 8 a.m. Pacific each Monday for a period of 3 months. And during this time, I'll tune into the energy of the group. Now, the focus of this package is mainly focusing on immunity and harmony, and we're going to build that hugely over this remote healing period, right? That your immunity and your harmony are going to become so much stronger. Your harmony is going to make you happier, and your immunity is going to build up your system so that you're much more able to handle whatever comes at you and the world right now. But also, it's not just limited to that. I tune into, just before the session starts, I tune into the energy of everybody, and I kind of see what is going on. Like, could it be like we were just talking about with Anita, like the jealousy that's coming in? Could it be that somebody's not experiencing great time with their finances or great time in relationships? Those energies, the messages come in, and those energies will all be included in the remote healing. So I want you to feel confident that whatever it is that you are needed will be there to help you. And it truly, over 3 months, can make a remarkable, remarkable difference. These MP3s, there's three of them, and they're holotropic breathing techniques. And they are truly, I would have to say, remarkable. MP3 number one, breathing to relieve overwhelm. Now, overwhelm is huge in around the world right now with the pandemic and everything else that seems to be happening, right? It's like the world is kind of very shaky. So we want to stay grounded. We want to stay within ourselves during this time. So this MP3 will help you to tap into your true divinity. It will also help you, again, to feel that space within your heart. This will help you to expand that joy, that feeling that you may or may not have felt when we did that earlier little process. You will almost, I'd say, instantly have the ability to calm and ground yourself, giving yourself a sense of complete connection. This MP3 allows you to open the space for unconditionality and divine love to flow freely through you, which in turn gives you the love, joy, the peace, the mercy, the grace, whatever it is that you're looking for. And this MP3 I would highly recommend to be used during a time when you're feeling overwhelmed. However, I feel that all three, if you were able to, create a practice for yourself of doing this daily. I think you'll notice profound, profound shifts in your life because our breathing has so much control over us. You know, when we're doing we're not really breathing and we're not able to settle ourselves down because we all have things in life that happen, right? We all have things that don't feel good at times, and when we can actually take that breath and really breathe it. And these MP3s are guided, and they show you a different type of breathing than I feel most of you have ever seen before. And MP3 number two, breathing into your personal power. This MP3 will allow you to feel more empowered, you know, building up your sense of self-esteem and self-worth. It will allow you to have the ability to easily and effortlessly become more decisive in your life. So say, for instance, you've got someone coming over who you know throws you in for a bit of a tailspin. You never feel confident around them. You don't feel worthy. Pop this MP3 in and listen to it. They're only a few minutes. They're not long, but they're extremely, extremely powerful. And the third MP3, breathing techniques, speak your truth. How many of us think of something we should have said right after, or when it's too late to respond, the person's gone home or whatever. So because of that fear within us, the fear of when we were a child, we could be seen and not heard. Like, don't you talk to me like that. Now, young lady, young man, no. So this MP3 helps to activate alpha frequencies in your body. It assists you in opening up that throat chakra to feel that space. And you literally will feel your throat chakra opening up, allowing fear to fade away. You know, because fear is, as we all know, false evidence appearing real. It's not who we are in our truth. And as we allow that fear to fade away, we are much more able to speak our truth in the most powerful way, and which in turn stabilizes our energy and makes us feel more at peace and at one with ourselves. For a limited time, we have a healing and immunity MP3, healing and immunity in uncertain times. This is a profound, this one's a little longer. It's profound, it's channeled, and it's very healing, beautiful. It allows you to let go of the energies that no longer serve you. You know, it's the ones that we basically walk around with every day, and replaces fear and worry and anxiety with a deep faith and inner wisdom and knowing. And again, through this MP3, we move into that space in our heart where we felt that expansiveness if we did, and that joy. And in doing this MP3, you will also find that the energies in that heart space become more and more expansive and ever-growing. And each day, that if that happens each day, that's pretty profound. Okay, so all of that is in Package A. And now Package B includes everything in Package A. So you get the remote healing, you get a 3 months worth of remote healing, you get the three MP3s, the holotropic breathing, and then you get the bonus immunity and harmony MP3. And then Package A, you also get an intimate one-to-one session with me. And I would really suggest
you Package B, because you just said Package A. Session is in Package B.
Oh, I apologize. Okay.
That's okay.
You get everything in Package A, and then you also get a one-on-one session with me. And if you're really serious, you know, about changing your life, I would highly recommend this package because it's quite amazing what can happen in a 25-minute session. You know, I've had clients go, oh, my God. Like, I can't make this stuff up. This happened in 25 minutes.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So those are the packages, yeah.
And it's incredible. I wanted to thank you because this is such a power-packed package, honestly, both packages, because if you just got, if there was just the group, the 3 months of remote healing, that's all you need, honestly, to make that a very, very great purchase, a great investment of Package A, because you would get so much in that remote healing. It's 3 months of consistent healing that's being sent towards you. But you're also going to get the group healing, which I think is so powerful because Donna is going to not only cover all the topics that she knows that are essential for transformation and for essence codes, but as you guys saw that when she was working with one person, so many other people just listening were able to shift and experience powerful transformation, you know, just energy shifting, and they could feel it in their body, and they're still commenting on that. So when you're in a group, transformation becomes even more powerful because you're also releasing stuff that you may not even be aware of, but it's probably just there in your DNA, could be dormant. Or it could be something that's just not come into your awareness now, and you get to release that, not just for yourself, but for your lineage and for the collective. It's so powerful. So Package A by itself is really powerful. Plus you have the MP3s, and then you have the limited time bonus, which is going to expire soon, which is for healing and immunity in uncertain times. Again, really, really powerful package. And I highly recommend that you invest in this because it's great value and really great transformation. However, if you do want that one-on-one time with Donna, then Package B is just slightly more investment. It's at a great price right now. And I want to tell you, only 30 sessions are available. We ran out of sessions, and Donna was kind enough to open 30 more at this price. And actually, we're probably not going to be able to do more than 30 anyway. So if you're really serious about getting a one-on-one session and you really want to get that juicy information and really see what happens in those 25 minutes, then Package B is the right one for you. But like I said, it's going to go fast because a lot of people love getting sessions and we only have 30 available. However, if you listen to the replay and you find out that the sessions are gone, please don't miss out on Package A because that by itself is really powerful. There's no way that by doing the 4 group healings and the 3 months of remote healing plus the other stuff in there, there's just no way that, you know, you're not going to be cleared off of whatever it is that's holding you back. All right, so this is
Again, orderjoy2020.com/Donna. All right. If you have any questions regarding this package, you can send them on the webcast. And we are going to take a few more callers. We don't have a lot of time today, but we are going to take a few more calls. Oh, this is so funny. Parole wrote back and she said, I'm feeling a lot of tingling at the back of my head still as I'm listening to this. That is so cool. I love that. Yeah, that is so cool.
Aaron,
you are shifting. Yeah, go ahead, please.
Sorry. I apologize, everybody. I forgot to mention, I don't think I did mention in Package A about the group calls.
Did you forget? Oh, wow.
I don't think I did.
I thought you covered it. Yeah, please. Let's talk about it.
Unless I'm totally in la-la land, I don't think I did. There's four group calls. And they will be every 2 weeks, starting the end of August. And they're phenomenal. That's actually one of my very favorite platforms is the group calls. The transformations are huge. A lot of the testimonials for the group calls are in on the package, and I had a beta test group for this with Iram's group, and they had three group calls, and the testimonials were phenomenal. But for this package, the group calls are four group calls. And then I also failed to mention that after the private session, I do a channeled prayer. This is recorded, and the channeled prayer combines with it everything that we've discussed in the call and also whatever source also feels that you need to know in that moment. So that is recorded, and you can listen to that at any time you want to. That's a big, important part.
And can you speak to that a little bit, what I was talking about, that why, you know, group sessions are so powerful? You're working on... you're picking up on one person's issues, but there's so many other people that can also heal from that.
Oh, I get so many emails, honestly. I get so many emails from people that say, you know, and ones that did not raise their hands, like, to interact. It's like, wow, I have complete and total healing just from what so-and-so was speaking on. Like, I can't believe it. It was like what she was saying or he was saying is exactly what's going on in my life. So I never feel there's everything happens for a reason. So the group of people that come on to the group calls, it's synchronistic. We're supposed to be there for a reason, and we're healing each other as we do this. It's really quite magical. I love the group calls.
Beautiful.
They're very natural. Yeah.
All right. Beautiful. All right. So as you guys, I said, orderjoy2020.com/Donna. Okay, so let's go ahead and, all right, so this is a question from Anna, and she said, hi, Aaron and Donna, would you please help me to release any blocks to meeting my most compatible partner for marriage? Thank you.
Okay, Anna, let's see here. Okay, infinite creator, source of all that is, was, and ever will be, we humbly and gratefully ask for Anna. For all her relationships, for all her lifetimes, lives-based incarnations, past to present to future to present to past. Okay. Oh, goodness. Okay. I'm going to be really curious, Anna, if you can write in this one here, because I'm seeing way back in your lineage there was a curse put on a great-great-great-grandmother. For the exact thing that you're talking about right now. So okay, this is silent because it's much quicker. Yeah. Okay, so any residuals that are left from this curse, we're going to delete that down to 0 - infinity. We're going to open up all your X-step portals, the bottoms of your feet, the palms of your hands, your colon, your bladder. We're doing this side to side, front to back, top to bottom. And we're going to re-strengthen, reprogram, reset you to be nice and strong, Anna. Okay, I would love for you to, if you can, let us know what happened there, because I feel that. That should be much
easier. Yeah, I felt something shift in my back. That was interesting. Cool.
Well, and that's the interesting part, because we all have everything within us, right? If we're carrying all this stuff from our lineage, we all have it. So that's the beautiful part of, like, the group calls. Everybody benefits.
Awesome. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. All right. Could you pick a number for me, please? We still have about 30 people.
Okay, 27.
27 is area code 806.
Hello, Aram and Donna. This is Anita. Hello,
Aram
and Donna. This is Anita. How are you doing?
Wonderful.
Oh,
how are you?
Good, Anita.
I'm okay. Grateful to be on the call with Donna. I was really hoping Donna can help me with an issue that's been bothering me. Like, ever since my husband passed away last February, I've just been feeling like people are not there for me like I expected them to be. And I don't know if this is something from a past life or something like that.
Sure. Let's delve into that, hon. So where do you feel that in your body as you're speaking it?
In my throat.
Okay. And how strong is that right now? 1 to 10, 10 being the strongest.
Maybe 8 or 9.
Okay. So it's pretty prevalent right now in your life. So I just invite you to just breathe into your throat space and just allow a vision, memory, or a thought to pop in. You're not looking for it. And the first one that comes in, don't question it. Just share it if it's not too private. Just let me know when you get it.
Okay, I think I got it.
Okay, can you share it or is it private?
I think it has to do with, like, just my childhood of, like, not having friends.
Okay, and what are you saying to yourself when you're not having friends?
Just, like, what's wrong with me or why don't people like me?
Okay, perfect, hon. I want you to breathe ever so slowly into that. I'm going to do some work for you here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Infinite creator, source of all that is, was, and ever will be, we humbly and gratefully ask for Anita, for all her family members, for her husband, for all her relationships throughout all time, space, lifetimes, and incarnations, past to present to future, future to present to past. Okay. For any and all anger, Anita, that you found held within you, and all the times you, I feel it in my throat too, all the times you felt unable to speak, you were unable to speak your truth. You. For any and all unresolved stress that is beleaguering you is what's coming in. Past, present, and future, any and all sexual shame, not feeling supported to speak up, for all the times you didn't feel valued, people showed you that you weren't enough just because they didn't come around. For all the times you felt totally left alone in life, like this is my lot in life, this is who I am, we're going to shift that now. That's not who you are. You are strong. You are powerful. You are a woman to be reckoned, a force to be reckoned with. You have a lot of potential. You have strength within you. You have a lot for people to be attracted to. No longer do you hide in the shadows. No longer do they avoid you. They are with you. They are strong. You now have people coming at you, coming with you in a most powerful, strong way. Okay, what does that feel like, Anita?
It feels good to hear that. I just got teary-eyed.
What is the level in your throat right now, the sense of?
Maybe like a 5 or 6.
Okay, so we'll just do a little bit more here. Just won't take long. We're going back into your lineage here, because this is a pattern I see, a pattern from... A learned pattern from, are you finding this a learned pattern from your mom?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And possibly your grandmother?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to see where this came from. Okay. So I'm sensing 6 generations back. So here we go. I'm just going to go into that space quickly. Okay, now what do you feel?
I just feel some just positive feelings, positive energy.
Okay, so the 9 that was in the throat, what would it be now?
Feels better, maybe 3-2.
Okay, then it's neutralizing and it's on its way out.
9-2.
Yeah, so I would just suggest drink a lot of water because it helps to neutralize it. And be kind to yourself. If you feel, this goes for everybody, you know, anybody who's worked with me or anybody who's actually got results from listening. Be kind to yourself. Drink lots of water. It helps to neutralize the energy. If you feel like crying, cry. If you feel like walking, walk. Dance, whatever. Whatever you feel like doing,
don't block the feelings. Yes.
No.
Welcome the feelings. You have to welcome the emotion. So great job. Very good, Anita.
Yeah,
you went
awesome,
from a 9
Anita.
To a 2. That's fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Awesome. Wow. That is really powerful. I mean, a 9 is what is basically going to be showing up in your life because it's so strong. And then it's gone. And you're going to be manifesting from a different place. I'm so happy. That is so great. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Let's take one more caller, and then we have to do the group process. So we will go into that, which is a powerful channeled group process, you guys. So make sure you stay tuned for that. And give me one more number, please, Donna.
Okay, how about...
Actually, there's a number that my eyes just keep going to that. It's an international caller.
You better get that
yeah.
one.
Yeah. 44 country code, England. You are on.
Hello?
44. Hi, who's this?
Oh, hi, it's Daisy.
Hi, Daisy, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. I was just wondering if Donna could help me with a feeling of just abandonment in my relationships that seems to keep coming up with family, definitely in romantic relationships. I just always
now
feel
I know
like
why my eyes. Now I know why I was drawn to this because that's my exact issue. So no wonder I was drawn to you because that's my issue too: abandonment in romantic relationships.
Yeah.
There you go.
And this will help many also, Daisy.
Yes.
Many more. Okay, hun, so where do you feel that in your body when you're talking about it? Where is it sitting?
I think in my heart or stomach.
Okay, awesome. And how strong would that be for you right now? Out of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest?
Probably about a 9.
Okay. So it's pretty big for you right now. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So I just invite you to breathe into that space, if you will, and allow a vision, memory, or thought to pop in. You're not looking for it. Doesn't make any sense. It's likely the right one.
Anything that pops up doesn't have to make sense.
No.
I saw like sea, like water, like I don't know, like waves, the sea.
Okay.
I don't know.
And is there anything stressful about what you saw?
It's just dark and kind of stormy.
And how do you feel when you see something dark and stormy?
Afraid, fearful.
Okay, and what are you saying when you're afraid and fearful? What's the words you're saying to yourself, not anybody else?
Just feel out of control and a bit lost.
When you're out of control, you know, when you get that fight or flight moment, what is it you're saying? Nobody else hears it, but in your mind, it's like, what are you saying?
Do you mean to myself or...
Yeah, to yourself.
To yourself.
To yourself, in like a panic kind of thing. What would you say?
Run, hide.
Okay, there you go, hon. I want you to breathe ever so slowly. I want you to breathe three of the slowest breaths you've ever, ever taken. Okay, here we go. Infinite Creator, source of all that is, was, and ever will be, we humbly and gratefully ask for Daisy, for all her family members, all her relationships, throughout all time, space, lives, lifetimes, and incarnations, past, present, future, future to present to past. Okay, here we go. For all the times in your life, Daisy, you did not feel safe to own your power. For all the times you didn't feel safe to step into who you truly are. Because if you do, if you actually do, people will leave you. Let's clear that. Ooh, it's a heavy one there. For all the times you felt disempowered by an oppressive parent or relationship or any and all authority figures, and inwardly, without you even really realizing, you vowed, I will never do this again. I will never allow myself in this position again. Therefore, because of the ways that you spoke that, the universe has kept the ones that are good for you away from you. Okay, we're going to clear that one right now. Ooh. Okay, and now this is going to be silent, this last bit here. Okay, here's one here. This is past, present, and future. Any infidelity, abortion, incest, trauma around any and all of that that made you have a silent vow within yourself saying, I'm never going to ever experience this again. Now, this is going back to your lineage, so I'm just going to go back and see how many generations back this goes.
Okay,
I'm getting five. Okay, so we're just going to clear that for them, which clears it for you and future generations. Okay, we're going to delete all this gunk and junk out through your exit portals, bottoms of your feet, the palms of your hands, colon, your bladder, side to side, top to bottom, left to right. And we're going to re-strengthen, reprogram, reset you, Daisy, to be very strong, strong and confident in anything that you want. Allowing yourself to hold on to the ones that you want and to be able to have the strength as well to let go of the ones you don't want. And also what's coming in, a feeling of protecting other people's feelings, knowing now that you can actually let them go in a very kind way that they're not going to be harmed. You don't want to hurt them. But if they're not for you, you don't want to keep them. Oh, yes, that's so on spot, on target, I feel, because now the ones that are wanting to come in for you, that are right for you, that there's an opening there. Woohoo! Okay, I'm sorry, I got excited. What are you feeling now, Daisy?
I feel so much better. That was amazing.
Okay, you were at a 9, hun. What would you say you are now?
Probably about a 4.
About a 4. Okay, so just give me one more minute. We want to get it at least to a 3, so it's on its way. Okay, I'm topping back into your lineage. Those generations back. Yeah, there's still a little bit of a non-belief there for the grandparents. Okay. Okay, hon, how's that? What's your level now?
I would say it's about 2 now.
Beautiful. Okay,
beautiful.
So that's on its way.
Beautiful.
Out. So again,
awesome.
Yeah, drink lots of water, neutralize it even more, and then whatever your body wants. Dancing, singing, crying, sleeping, doesn't matter.
whatever, honor it, honor it. And you know, Daisy, when Donna started working with you, I felt
yeah.
it in my head, like on my left temple. It started throbbing. And
yeah.
as she was working with you, it got down to a like a 3. And then that last bit where you were at a 4, then that mine's just gone completely. That throbbing in
wow.
my left temple is gone. It's so powerful. So thank you so much. You served
thank
so
you.
Many of us. Yeah,
thank
you.
So brilliant. Thank you.
Yeah, very brilliant. And it was all you're doing. So congratulations and keep me posted. I want to hear about all of you guys. I want to hear
uh-huh.
when that transformation takes place. But really, you don't have to wait for the result because the energy is already gone. So you can begin to feel into that new energy already. You know, start feeling from that place. It's going to be powerful. And for those of you that did shift and released, just honor whatever happens over the next 48 hours and just allow the energies to shift and honor your feelings and emotions. Very important. And drink lots of water. So I want to remind you guys that if you want to work with Donna, you have that really beautiful offer she's put together for us, really at incredible prices. It's very, very valuable. Package A and B are at orderjoy2020.com/Donna. I know there were a lot of reading requests on the webcast that we weren't able to get to, but we will forward those to Donna in email and she can respond. And we're also going to request Donna to open up a Facebook thread where she can give you quick guidance on what's going on and which package would help serve you best. Like I said, we only have 30 sessions, so most of you will be able to get help from package A. All right, so look for that as well. And what we're going to do now, Donna is going to do the channeled prayer. I want you guys to be experiencing those energies and stay in that space for as long as you need to. So I'm going to go ahead and say my goodbye to everybody now with lots and lots of love and, of course, a heartfelt gratitude. Thank you to you, Donna, for this wonderful work and the amazing offer that you've brought for us, dear.
You are so welcome. Thank you very much, Erin, for
yeah.
having me.
So
and
we'll
all
go into yeah,
beautiful people.
We'll go into the yeah, thank you. And we'll go into the prayer. When you're done, just let us know and the call will end. Okay,
beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay, everyone. So I'm going to invite you, as long as you're not driving or doing anything that you could hurt yourself, to close your eyes, okay? Okay, so one minute here, please. Okay, so taking a nice deep breath in, up through your nose, up through the crown at the top of your head. And as you exhale, allow your breath to go deep down through your body, allowing each breath to go deeper and deeper into the connection with God, with Source. And when you're ready, taking another nice deep breath in up through your nose, allowing your breath to go up through your crown chakra, up to your higher self and beyond, allowing yourself to stream the light of the infinite down through your crown, deep down, filling every fiber of your being. Flowing down into the core of Mother Earth. And taking another deep breath in through your nose, up through your crown chakra, all the way up through your higher self, through your infinite self, to the infinite power, the love and majesty of Source. Flowing down through you as you exhale. Oh, and allowing yourself to be that vessel of Source, allowing this divine love, light, energy to flow down to the core of Mother Earth. where it takes with it all the gunk and junk, if you will, that we've released in our time together today and flows back up, carrying with it all of her healing powers. And as you breathe, feeling one with all that is. And as I speak these words in the I am, for everyone listening to my voice, as I recognize that God, love, light, source, spirit is all there is, whether this for you is God, source, universe, creative intelligence, whatever it is for you, this is all there is. God is the infinite indwelling presence, the essence of all life. It's our joy, our health, our creativity, our passion, our serenity, our grace. And as we know and feel all that source is wanting to express through us, this love, this peace, this is the sanctity of God that's within all life. No longer do I search outside of myself. His source right here, right now, is within me. Always has been, always will be. What a beautiful awakening that I feel now within myself, the strength that I have. As I allow myself to know and trust with every fiber of my being this beautiful divine order of the universe, I am so grateful to be aligning myself with my true essence, living in my most divine truth, no longer allowing the expectations of others to hold me back, and in doing so, I feel more at peace, more connected to myself and to others. For this, I am so very grateful. I now feel so grateful, too, as I allow the ideas of feeling abandoned leave my system. I don't want those dark energies in me anymore. No, no. I ask for love and light. I don't want to be hindered anymore by experiences that were in my past, that experiences that perhaps happened to my lineage, or maybe I did wrong with others sometimes and this is happening in my life. No, that's not happening anymore. I totally release that, and for this I'm so very, very, very grateful. Oh, as I awaken to the uniqueness of who I am, that sets me apart, yet connects me with the oneness of life, I no longer feel the need to hide in the shadows, to live in the shadow side of my essence. Now that my essence codes are opened up, I am able to know and to realize that I only struggle out of fear. That's the only reason I struggle. What a gift to behold within myself in this moment. As I now experience, I exude joy. I'm so grateful for the joy that is filling my life and for the lack mentality that has left. It doesn't serve me. I'm allowing it to go, and with it is replaced with this beautiful joy feeling and this revitalized health. Oh my gosh, I forgot what it feels to feel that health within myself. I am so grateful for all of this, and I'm so grateful for all the good I'm here to receive on this day, knowing it's all good, it's all God, it's simply heaven on earth unfolding itself through me, and I'm so grateful to receive it here and now, knowing that in the process, yes, I am allowing myself to say yes to who I am, say yes to what it is my soul is longing to be through me, through my body that houses my soul. And I now tend to look after my body in a much greater and a much more beautiful way now that I know it's totally housing my soul, because I experienced that earlier. I experienced that oneness in my heart space. And I say yes to all of who I am, knowing that as I say yes to this, I am breathing in all of who I am. I'm breathing back all of the scattered bits and pieces as they find their way back home. And in doing so, my life unfolds in unbelievably magical ways, and I find myself letting go of fear, allowing myself to release old stagnant energies as I allow others' journeys to be as they are. When it's their time to leave, I allow that, and I just tune into that, and I be a safe haven for them. And those that have passed that I'm longing and I'm missing, I tune into in a much different level now because I own that. I own that they were here with me, and now I have an openness and a graciousness with inside me that I never felt before. And when I do this, in doing so, my life unfolds in unbelievably magical ways. And I find myself letting go of fear, allowing myself to release old stagnant energies, which I do with very surprising ease and grace. No longer do I feel stuck in my old patterns of victimhood and helplessness, allowing myself to return to total harmony, total immunity, total peace. And as I tip the scales, allowing myself to leave the shadow side of my essence codes, I'm grateful to experience joy, love, peace, mercy, and grace. And as I do so, it's like every cell of my being is waking up. It's like ping, ping, pinging to life. As I clear and clean all of these toxic negative emotions and patterns that have been with me throughout my lifetime, but I know that I don't beat up on myself for this because I'm just new to this. I'm just learning this, and so it's okay. I'm happy that I know this now. There is no blaming, no shaming of myself. I, throughout all time, space, and dimensions, I let this go. And for what seems like eons for my ancestors, I know now that they are real. I know now that they are not real. They are just pockets of separation energy that I've allowed to pile up in my life. No longer, I no longer hold on to those. I no longer believe what other people have actually told me and I've brought in as truth. No, I am now, from this day forward, I'm learning to listen to my own truth and let go of what no longer serves me. And as I stand in gratitude for the inspiration that bubbles up from deep down inside of me, as I help to release the burdens of my lineage, and in doing so, I discover the real me and all that I have to offer. And as I step into the big radical transformation that is here for me now, I feel connected to and appreciate all forms of life. And I know in my heart that there is no separation. For deep down, in the essence of who I am, I now move forward in the world with confidence and conviction, feeling peace, love, joy, mercy, and grace, not only for myself, but for all. And as I do so, this sense of all as well spills out, filling my aura, expanding out, filling the room I'm in, filling the place I call home, expanding out, filling my community, filling the world. For within all of us is a spiritual joy body, ever young, ever beautiful, the body of the divine infant. I wish for myself and for the world love, compassion, peace, open communication, harmony, understanding, listening, presence, seeing the true self in ourselves and others, seeing that we're really not that different. And I say thank you, Source. I say thank you, God, for this, today, and always. I say thank you. And so it is. And it is done.